welcome, gentle viewers, to Animal World, our co-inhabitants. As you ponder the meaning of life, has it ever occurred to you that all beings, including your animal companion, may have come to this world for a purpose? During your prayers to God, have you ever thought that your animal friend may also have a spirit or soul? Many people have come to realize that animals have feelings and emotions just as humans do. Fewer, though, know that instead of needing our help, animals have much more to offer as helpers to humanity and the planet. Through animal telepathic communicators, revealing messages are being passed on to humankind from animals. Dr. Michael Bascom is a holistic veterinarian and animal telepathic communicator from Australia who has developed the ability to tune into and commune with animals. Today, let us meet Dr. Bascom and hear from a few animal friends.
You're actually a veterinary surgeon, but you took on holistic veterinary.
Yeah, leading up to 2000, a lot of changes occurred within me that I didn't understand at the time, and I met a vet who was working energetically, metaphysically, and she was a Reiki master, and she began to teach me how to do Reiki, and I met other energy workers who taught me how to sense energies and auras and chakras, and as a sort of beginning of the end of regular vet practice for me, so I tune into the animal and I get a sense at level of spirit what the animals are trying to convey to us, for themselves and for us and for the planet. If they are asking for herbs or homeopathics or flower essences or, you know, a change of diet or, you know, whatever comes through to me that they want for the correction, well, then I offer that to them, yeah.
And so do you communicate with them telepathically?
Yeah, well, we can call it the communication that I experience telepathic or intuitive, and what I'm able to do is have a form an impression of what it's like to be a horse in spirit and meld with them and become them, and then when I'm in that place, I can speak for them. I get impressions, I hear voices, I see words, colours, all sorts of things, and I convey that verbally for the horse, so the horse feels that it's been expressed and heard. Not just horses here, but all animals, they know that we're spiritual beings, they know we're on a spiritual journey, and they know we need support to move forward. And most people and everyone can do it, everyone is telepathic, everyone is intuitive, but we've lost that and we've forgotten that we are part of that connection with Source, with God or the Light, whatever word you want to use, and the animals are able to take us back there. And, you know, most people get caught up in their day-to-day worries of money and work and the material problems, and they forget this, and that they're spiritual beings, and the animals are able to show us who we really are.
Dr. Bascom was originally trained in public health at Murdoch University in Australia. He later studied veterinary medicine and established an animal hospital. Known as a horse whisperer in his area, Dr. Bascom helps to be a bridge between animals and their human companions. Let's meet a lovely horse named Orion who wants to convey something to his human caregiver, Angela.
Yes, you're a beautiful boy, aren't you, eh?
He's Frisian.
Frisian.
He's completely Frisian. Yeah. And he didn't want to be a stallion.
Oh, he didn't want to be a stallion.
No. He acknowledges that there's a genetic fault in his line.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't want to bring more of those into the planet.
Oh. Ah.
And he also didn't want the responsibility of stallionness.
Yes.
And being responsible. Like, stallions have a huge responsibility.
Yes.
He's like a little dog, puppy dog, and he just likes to play. He just likes playing, and he enjoys life. He's very spiritual. He sees things, but look at him now. He's in a meditative state now. He's actually tuning into you, and I can see that he's actually looking at your hierarchy going up to Source, and he's actually tuning into that right now. So see how he's going meditative? mm-hmm. and softening to you, you can actually see you were light.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're very intelligent animals. Yeah. So, Michael, tell me what you actually do when you communicate with a horse.
Okay. If I can just leave my head to one side, the mind to one side, and like tune in, like tuning into a radio station, I can then get a sense of the horse. I'm able to see them in spirit, and if they're not in their body, I can see where they're located, and I'm able to tune into that. I am able to see that. And and then that gives me the opportunity to sense how they feel about being a being, a horse being, a horse spirit in a body. And so when I'm looking at the health of a horse, I start with spiritual well-being first, and then I work down. I was trained to diagnose physical problems, but I work the other way now. Because what I've discovered is if they're right in spirit, their soul feels good, mental, emotional feels good, all their electromagnetic bodies are balanced, and the physical will be okay.
Please stay tuned to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. We'll be right back after these brief messages with Dr. Bascom and more telepathic messages from the animals he works with. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, here on Supreme Master Television. Dr. Michael Bascom, a holistic veterinarian and animal telepathic communicator, explains more about his work with Orion, the horse, to help him resolve his skin irritation issues.
So, Angela, who owns, or doesn't own, she shares life with Orion, has told me that he's itchy and rubbing himself. So I would be thinking along the lines that something's irritating him, something's getting in his skin or under his skin. So I was able to tune into him before I came here. He is a little bit irritated on behalf of Angela. She's got something's bothering her and irritating her, and he's picking up on that.
So and he's psychically picking up on problems?
Absolutely, and nature does that. All animals, birds, land, nature can see us. Nature knows what's going on spiritually in our life, and they can pick up on how our frustrations, our blocks, our problems, our situation, and they know exactly what's going on.
Yeah. So you said he's actually been rubbing himself up against something.
I think he's rubbing his face. Angela spends a lot of time with the horses, so she notices everything. He's telling me he wants a remedy. Say, I can tune into animals and people, but by tuning into him, I did ask him what he wants. So I've been trained in veterinary medicine and veterinary science and surgery, but I've got to the stage now where I can ask the animal what it is they want. And I've asked him if he would be better for a remedy, and I'm getting that he would. And a good remedy for itchy skin is Rustox. So I'm going to give him some Rustox. And he wants me to have a conversation with Angela and him present, just to work out what, so he doesn't have to concern himself about her irritation.
Well, he's very quiet and he's very well.
Well, he's meditative. He has gone into a meditative plane right now. And he's looking at you up there about 83 levels up. So he's not concerned. We're concerned about their health, but most animals aren't that concerned about their physical health. They're more concerned about our spiritual health.
Oh, that's nice.
That's my experience. They've pretty well got it worked out. Yeah. They're not into the suffering that we tend to get into.
So it might be time for a nibble, eh, Orion, is it?
No? Yeah. Thank you. So he's really pleased that you've heard him. You may be unconsciously aware, but you've received him. At a spiritual level, you've received him.
Yeah.
And that made a difference for me years ago when I started doing this work, and I was doing Bowen therapy body work, And the first time I did it, a horse looked me straight in the eye and said, "You can see me." And the horse was overwhelmed and shocked that I could actually see the beingness of horseness in there.
Yes.
And like it brought tears to my eyes, but I then knew that I could contact horses.
Yes.
And they knew that when they know I can, then they share with me how it is for them.
Mm.
Very humbling work, beautiful work. I love it.
Using his telepathic ability and spiritual vision, Dr. Bascom has discovered that horses and other animals not only can help humans physically, but spiritually as well.
Yeah, they have spiritual intelligence. I guess because of the way they're made up, they have a spiritual direct tap to God, I think. They have that innate spiritual intelligence that we've forgotten. Like there's the veil there and we've lost that. So they can take us back there.
Well, maybe that's one of the things they're wanting to teach us here.
Absolutely.
Is how to tap into that wonderful, you know, divine source again.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Look at him. He's totally in it. So he's put a bubble around the cameraman and you and me. He's put a bubble around all of us. And, see how he's completely meditated.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So it's very peaceful and it's lovely. A lot of us, most of us, need some sort of help, and there's always someone who knows how to help us to the next step, through the next stage. And I learnt about our chakra system going all the way up and to source, a place I call source or the light. And one way of describing it is that it has levels. And I was able to see, I've been taught to see levels, and the levels correspond with healing that's required. So I can see up like a giant elevator shaft, okay, which goes up onto infinity, into the light.
Are horses trying to, or any animal, trying to heal us here on the planet at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. Those that are ready and are open to receiving the healing, yes, they are working very hard. And two summers ago, I worked with some people to meditate with horses and develop an understanding of why so many horses have what I call bad feet. And what the horses were telling me is that they were exhausted and exasperated with what we're doing to the planet, our unconscious behaviour to the planet and to each other, and how that affects everything. We're all one, we're all connected. We're unconsciously aware of the effect that we're having on the planet, our behaviour, even our emotions. And you know, if we don't live with love and express love and gratitude and live in peace, harmony and joy, everyone suffers at all levels, even the planet.
It has been a pleasure to have your company for today's Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Please join us again tomorrow for part two of our interview with Dr. Michael Bascom, animal telepathic communicator and holistic veterinarian. Up next, stay tuned for enlightening entertainment right after Noteworthy News. May we all be in harmonious communion with our fellow beings.